Cooler weather is upon us, dry too. It'll be 70 today with some sunshine, 70 at best tomorrow and Saturday, might add a few degrees on Sunday. No rain in the forecast for the next week. Western Illinois University is reopening today after Tuesday night's shooting in a dorm on the Macomb campus. The university says the student accused of the shooting is in custody.
Mr. Popolis turned himself into the Chicago Police Department and was taken into custody by the FBI with the assistance of Chicago Police.
University Communications Director Darcy Schinberger says 18-year-old Kavion Popolis of Chicago is charged with attempted first-degree murder. The victim's identity hasn't been made public. The university would only say he's out of surgery, but they don't know his condition. Western's Office of Public Safety calls the shooting a roommate dispute and an isolated incident. 78 new COVID-19 cases were reported in the Quad Cities yesterday, 44 in Scott County, 34 in Rock Island County. The two-county total is now over 5,300 cases. The death toll remains at 100. Free testing for Illinois residents begins today and continues through Sunday at the QCCA Expo Center parking lot in Rock Island. Hours are 9 to 5 each day. Illinois reported more than 1,900 new cases, and Iowa more than 836. The Big Ten, including the universities of Iowa and Illinois, will resume college football the weekend of October 23rd. As Kate Payne reports, that's despite continued concerns about COVID-19 transmission rates on and around college campuses.
Big Ten football is coming back with some stipulations. Commissioners say there will be no public ticket sales, and all players, coaches, and trainers will get daily antigen testing. Dan Dikema, the head of the Infectious Diseases Division at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, says that should help. But he notes that scale of testing is not available to the state's essential workers.
I think it reflects our societal values at this point. It's just ironic that the kind of intensive testing protocols that are being proposed are the things that we should have been doing months ago to protect our essential workers.
Under the reopening plan, keeping the season going will depend on both team and community positivity rates. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
Tourism in the Quad Cities was on the upswing before the pandemic hit. Numbers released by the U.S. Travel Association show that in 2019, tourists spent almost $1 billion in Scott and Rock Island counties combined. Year to year, the Quad Cities was growing in the tourism industry, supporting over 8,000 jobs. Dave Harrell, president and CEO of Visit Quad City, says he can't say how many of those jobs are still around.
Yes, we've seen sizable losses, and that's why it's really important that people understand that we are open for business. We want people in the Quad Cities. We can do that in a safe and responsible way.
Harrell says tourism is a vital part of the economy in the Quad Cities. Sales tax from tourism totaled $15.8 million in 2019, a $1 million increase from 2 years prior. That sizable growth means sizable deficits in local budgets now, since the pandemic has gutted tourism revenue. Well, just like everyone else, Mr. Thanksgiving has had to rethink plans this year, so he'll host a drive-through dinner with help from two Hy-Vee stores, help from South Park Mall, and from Metrolink. Michelle O'Neill reports he'll need community support, too.
Bob Vogelbaugh greeted reporters wearing a custom face covering featuring turkeys and the slogan, "Gobble till you wobble." Instead of a sit-down dinner inside the mall in Moline, he's decided to offer traditional turkey dinners for people to pick up.
This is should have been the 50th year of the Thanksgiving dinner, but with a pandemic that's going on, we can't do the usual sit-down dinner. So it's going to be the 49 and a half, and it'll be a drive-by out here on the other side of South Park.
Most years, Vogelbaugh and about 300 volunteers feed around 2,000 people. It's mainly for those who would otherwise be alone on the holiday. Mr. Thanksgiving usually announces plans for the dinner a few weeks ahead of time, but he can't go anywhere without people asking him if he's hosting it this year.
The other day when I was in a store, I was asked that, and I told the lady, and we did elbow bumps. She goes, "I'm so glad to hear that knowing there is going to be a dinner, but just hear some good news instead of all the negative news that keeps going day in and day out.
It costs about $20,000 to buy all the food and supplies. Donations to Mr. Thanksgiving can be sent to 3704 26th Street, Moline. No volunteers will be needed and no homemade pies will be accepted. He's already ordered pumpkin pies from Sam's Club. Metrolink will provide free rides and reservations can be made by calling 788-3360. By the way, Vogelbaugh hopes to celebrate his 50th and final community Thanksgiving dinner next year in person. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Javier Baez RBI single in the 10th inning lifted the Cubs to their fourth straight win, 3-2 over the Indians. Cubs are off today. Then the Twins are in town for the weekend. The Cubs lead in the NL Central is 5.5 games over the Reds, who completed a four-game sweep of the Pirates with a 1-0 win yesterday. And the Cardinals, who split another doubleheader with the Brewers, winning 4-2, then losing 6-0. Cards begin a five-game series against the Pirates tonight. It includes a doubleheader tomorrow. The White Sox lost to the Twins 5-1, so their lead in the AL Central is now 2 games over Minnesota. The Sox host the Twins again tonight. Then they're in Cincinnati for the weekend. I'm Jay Pierce.